KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
71 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. It is your Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Nift. It is our top local stories this hour. Primary day is over. The candidates who won are speaking out.
We will build a more affordable Nevada, and we will work hard together because nothing can stop us.
Coming up, you'll hear from some of the winning candidates from last night's primary. Learning more about a deadly crash in Yerington directly ahead, what happened and who got killed, and the latest on gas prices in Nevada and California on the way. Are they trending down? We're following this and much, much more, but first, we begin with breaking news this hour. There is police activity, very heavy police activity happening right now in Sparks. 20th and C Streets live television pictures do show a heavy police response in a residential neighborhood. It's not exactly clear what is going on. We're working the phones to try to find out what we can. And as soon as we learn, we will bring that to you right here on KKFT News at Noon. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, and the races are set for the most part for November. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford is capturing the Democratic primary for Nevada governor.
This is the beginning of the end of the Lombardo-Trump economy. We're going to lower the cost of living here by ending medical debt, stopping Envy Energy from overcharging households, stopping corporations from buying up homes, and banning insurance companies from denying doctor-prescribed care.
He easily defeated challenger Alexis Hill yesterday.
And I called AG Ford, and I conceded he and I are going to meet and talk, and I'm really excited about that. And I am in a room full of friends and family in Reno, and I feel a lot of support from all of you. I've received so many messages of support and texts.
Notably, Hill did not come out with a straight endorsement of Ford in that speech. Now, Ford will face Republican incumbent Governor Joe Lombardo in the general election. In a statement, Lombardo said he's honored by the confidence Nevadans have placed in him. Meantime, Nevada Democrats and Republicans selecting their candidates for Attorney General. Ford's job, the Republican nominee that emerged from yesterday's election, is Reno lawyer Adriana Guzman-Frelick.
In that office, we've been very preoccupied on what's happening on the federal level. And sure, that's important if it's going to benefit Nevadans. But if it's not going to benefit Nevadans, then we don't need to be entering into any lawsuits or doing anything that is going to take away from the focus, which is Nevadans.
She'll take on Democrat Nicole Cannizzaro.
Trying to make it work, trying to make sure they can put a roof over their kids' head, trying to make sure they can have a job, trying to make sure they can put food on the table and pay for gas in their cars. And there are so many pieces of that that touch the Attorney General's office.
Coming up, you'll hear from more of the candidates who won and who lost. On FM News Talk Election Center, I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, let's head on over to Jerry.
Well, thank you, Greg. And June 10th it is, the noon news. And excellent job, by the way, last night to both you and Craig Swope with the election results. Trump, 5-for-5 in Nevada. His endorsements, hard to find any news today that isn't about politics, but we did. A nice guy with poor judgment as a Republican might be the way to describe one candidate that lost. Mosquito drones, they were used this morning in Carson City, and some big events coming up in Reno this weekend, in Carson City, and in the Carson Valley. We'll give you all of those details. A Wolfpack alum named to the Pro Bowl. Craig Swope has local sports. And Phil, we'll get to traffic in just a bit. Right now, it is 12:10.
And Jerry, in the race for Congressional District 2, David Flippo, you know this, beat back James Sittlemeyer on the Republican side. Sittlemeyer conceding to the Trump-backed Flippo, and for the Democrats, it was Teresa Benitez Thompson who beat Greg Kidd, who conceded last night.
She's an excellent candidate, and I pledge to assist and support her in any way I can. I love Nevada. I choose Nevada. Nevada is a place that will be on the rise when we make different choices and elect different people to lead.
More locally, it looked to be a good night for Kate Marshall as she is comfortably in the lead for Reno Mayor in second, Kathleen Taylor. Sparks Mayor Ed Lawson also doing well ahead of Wendy Rawson and Charlene Bybee. Washoe District Attorney Chris Hicks losing right now to Wes Duncan, who sounded upbeat last night, even though the race has not yet been called.
First thing at first is you've got to reunite the district attorney's office with the law enforcement community, change the charging policies to prioritize public safety over all things. And so we're going to work immediately upon doing that, set up, modernize the office.
A number of police unions were backing Duncan there, but again, the race not yet called. Word is that the Washoe County Registrar's Office is weighing in on the vote counting. There was a lot of talk last night about why the vote was happening in the way it did, and word is that we heard at a news conference from Andrew McDonald about the vote count and what happens next.
The projected turnout as of now is 52,200 mail ballots with 35,800 in-person total votes. The total turnout as it stands now is 27.4. We did have a successful ADA curbside program. Remember, that is the first curbside program in Nevada, with over 40 voters using that system. So I'm very happy that folks were able to vote from the comfort of their car and not having to get out and have ADA issues getting access into the vote center.
And we do expect the next data dump, if you will, for votes to happen at 6 o'clock tonight. That again from Andrew McDonald, who is Washoe's election chief. Well, some other news right now. We have new details into a deadly crash in Yerington. This happened back in late April when a small Toyota SUV hit a Dodge pickup at a major intersection.
The Toyota did not stop at the stop sign. The Toyota and the Ram entered the intersection. The Toyota struck the Ram. After the collision, the Toyota left the roadway and struck a boulder, a fence, and then overturned onto its right side.
NHP trooper James LaRose says the crash left two people dead.
The driver of the Toyota, Chin Puvichit, a 77-year-old male from Roseburg, Oregon, was transported to a local area hospital where he was pronounced deceased by medical personnel. The Toyota passenger, Rutai Puvichit, a 66-year-old female from Roseburg, Oregon, was transported to a local area hospital where she was pronounced deceased by medical personnel.
Intoxication is not thought to be a factor. Well, the statewide average gas price is down 2 cents in Nevada over the past day. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular now $5.01. The most expensive average price can be found in Mineral County, where gas is going for $5.61. The lowest average price is in White Pine County, where gas is $4.48. It's $5.02 in Clark County, $5.34 in Washoe County. But if you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.69. FM News Talk Time, 12:13.
Well, who saw this one coming? Jim Marchant is leading the Republican primary, and this sets up a repeat of the 2022 election against Democrat incumbent Francisco Aguilar. Aguilar won that race by 1.7 points 4 years ago in 2022, and that's a Secretary of State's race. A nice man with poor judgment might be the best way to describe Jim Settlemyer from those that know him and those that endorsed him, including Ira Hansen and Alexis Hansen, Robin Titus, Mark Amadei, Joe Lombardo, the Lyon County Republican Party, and others. As one person said, though, the arrest for spousal abuse wasn't his biggest sin. It was his voting record. And no matter how he tried to explain it away, finding and reading the bills that he and all but one Republican during that period voted for that benefited criminal aliens and that legal Nevada citizens paid for among the many woke, liberal, do-gooder bills was just too much to accept for the majority of the Republicans that voted. Congratulations to David Flippo. Watch and listen for the backpedaling from the author mentioned. If this election brought out anything, it brought out the phonies, the fakes in the Republican Party, Chuck Muth and the Nevada News and Views among them. And if Flippo disappoints, there will be another election in just 2 short years. Super nice weather for lots of special events going on this weekend. We've got your traffic and your weather together. It's 12:15, and here's Phil.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have three collisions working right now. The first one, an injury collision, eastbound Interstate 80 as you make the exit for northbound 395 right there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Also, we have two of them in Fernley. The first one you'll come to is on westbound Interstate 80 at mile marker 48. That's an injury collision. The next one you'll come to is at mile marker 46. That's right there by the first entrance you'll see to Fernley. That's also an injury collision with lane closures. It is 75 degrees in Carson City, Sparks, and Urington. It is 66 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. And reminder, since 1986, Pro-One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro-One is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. Let's take a look at the weather.
We're probably not going to hit 90 this afternoon, but we probably will tomorrow. And certainly there, Friday and mid-90s for the weekend. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Breezy in the afternoon, but no advisories. Overnight lows dropping to around 60. Today at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Get out of the fast food habit. Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Don't cook tonight. Enjoy a delicious, fresh, healthy alternative made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki madness. Just a walk away. Teriyaki madness. Try one or two of their many appetizers to complement your dinner. Search for a teriyaki madness near you.
This is Mark from Master Service Plumbing, family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, I run the crews, and Gabby, the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news, KKFT.
Vote results with a focus on local races. I'm John Potter for the noon news. For Reno Mayor top vote getter, Kate Marshall faces Kathleen Taylor in November. City Council Matt Johnson will take on Summer Pellet. In Sparks, Mayor Ed Lawson will run against Wendy Rawson. In City Council there, it's Jamie O'Connell and incumbent Dion Vanderwell. In the State Senate District 16 race, Lisa Krasner wins for the Republicans. Democrat candidate there, Crystal Roll. In the Assembly District 40 seat vacated by P.K. O'Neill, Julie Butler's the Republican candidate. She'll face Democrat Oscar Fuentes. District 39, Douglas in part of Lyon County. It's Blaine Osborne over Ken Gray, now facing Democrat Eric Obermeyer.
71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in as we roll along, the three big things that you need to know right now, and watch out for police activity that's quite heavy right now. Number one, on 20th and C Street in Sparks, police responding to something. We are not sure what it is, but you will see the police activity there. Number two, primary results in. We are learning who is facing who in the November election. We've covered that. And number three, it is official. Tiffany McMaster is Washoe County's new schools chief. The school board voting to offer McMaster a $287,000, $500 contract yesterday. The vote, by the way, there was 5-2. It is our top national story. It was primary night all over the country. And of note of national interest is the Senate race in Maine. Graham Plattner winning the Democratic primary in the Maine Senate race there.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins does not always vote how President Trump wants, but he says he'll support her reelection bid in November.
She's a sane woman, and she's a respected person.
President Trump calls her challenger, Democrat Graham Plattner, a thug.
He's a phony. I've made a lot of money picking out phonies. He's a real phony. He's a bad person.
Plattner, a political newcomer, defeated Maine's Governor Janet Mills in the Democratic primary, overcoming a series of scandals, including a years-old tattoo depicting Nazi imagery and accusations of abusive behavior from ex-girlfriends. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:22. Now with more, back over to Jerry.
What race is still undecided? A couple of them, Drew Johnson and Jeff Carter in the state treasurer GOP primary. Jim Marchant and Shirley Falcons Roberts, Secretary of State GOP, as we just mentioned. Here's some non-political news. If you live near Arrowhead and Apollo Drives in Carson City, and you notice drones in the sky this morning, that was Carson City Health and Human Services doing mosquito abatement using drones. The treatments begin about 6 a.m. and they end around 10 a.m. More areas will be done. You can report mosquito-related activity through the Carson City Health and Human Services website for more information. By the way, Wes Duncan is scheduled to be with us tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. By then, I think the race will be definitely called. He won handily, according to the vote totals. What's your take on the primaries, the winners, the election, the anything regarding the primaries or the election? You can let us know with a shout-out feature on the FM Talk app, or you can text us at 775-884-9910. Phil has another look at traffic at 12:25.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We are working three injury collisions, one in Reno, two in Fernley. The one in Reno is on eastbound Interstate 80 as you transition to northbound 580 at the Spaghetti Bowl. That is slowing things down. In Fernley, we have two collisions on westbound Interstate 80, one of them at exit 48, the other at exit 46. Get into the fast lane. That's the fastest way to get through those slow areas. This look at your traffic brought to you by Pro One Automotive, often imitated but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive treats everyone with integrity, and they've been doing that for the past 40 years. Pro One Automotive is a shop that does it right the first time, and they love what they do. Corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 73 in Panther Valley, 77 in Dayton, 76 in Smith Valley, 64 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at the weather.
Nothing but sunshine for several days into early next week, and we're going to have a week's worth of 90-degree weather, maybe even a little warmer than that for the weekend, mid-90s. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. This afternoon at 3, it's Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Summer jobs are ramping up fast. Before your next project begins, make sure your tools are ready for the workload ahead. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply provides expert repair services for contractor tools and equipment, helping you minimize downtime and keep your crews moving efficiently from one job to the next. Our experienced factory-trained mechanics are here to help. Call 775-241-9494. Wharton Hardware and Supply, your headquarters for equipment service and repair. 241-9494.
The new 99.1 FM Talk app is here. And it does it all. Wake up to 99.1 with the built-in alarm. Tap the menu for podcasts, use the timer, message or email us with the speech bubble, connect on Facebook and X, tap the microphone and send us a shout out, and link straight to 991fmtalk.com. It's talk radio everywhere you go. Download the brand new 99.1 FM Talk app. It's free.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
Reno Aces are chasing the Salt Lake City Bees, and they won last night 6-4 with Tim Tawa getting four RBIs. Vegas Golden Knights lost to Carolina 5-3 last night, series tied at two games apiece. For 12 years, Joel Botonio played offensive guard for the Cleveland Browns. Botonio drafted out of Nevada in the second round in 2014. Yesterday, he announced his retirement. Nevada Sportsnet has chosen Kiki Harris, pitcher for Minogue, as Nevada High School Female Athlete of the Year. Not only softball, but she started in volleyball, but will focus on softball for the University of Nevada next year. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
And I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA studio, 71 degrees right now downtown. Almost 580 NV Energy customers in South Reno were without power for a few hours this morning. The power company says a transformer malfunction impacted neighborhoods near Veterans Parkway in Southwest Reno. Outages started happening around 5:30 this morning. It also impacted Spectrum Internet service for some who live there. Well, we talked about the prices of gas in Nevada. The average price in California is down by 3 cents over the past few days.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.87. In Los Angeles County, the average price is $5.88. It's 7 cents less in Ventura County. Gas is going for $5.76 in both Orange County and San Bernardino County, and gas is now $5.72 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I'm just going to leave this one right here. A Los Angeles City Councilman moving forward with a proposal that would allow non-citizens to vote in L.A. elections.
Hugo Soto Martinez says his parents spent decades paying taxes and raising kids in L.A. without representation. Under the proposal, non-citizens would be able to vote in local elections, including for mayor, school board, and other offices. They would not be able to vote in state or federal elections. To get the proposal on the November ballot, the city council would have to approve it by next Wednesday. San Francisco and Oakland already have similar laws in place, along with some cities in Vermont and Maryland. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk time, 1229. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump announced the United States will launch more strikes against Iran. Speaking today at the Oval Office, the president says Iran could still agree to a peace deal.
All they have to do is they have to start signing a paper. It's fully negotiated. We have a fully negotiated, but they're tapping and tapping.
The president accusing Iran of shooting down an army helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz. The House Judiciary Subcommittee holding a hearing over concerns the NFL's shift of live games from broadcast to streaming services is raising costs for consumers. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Rep. Jim Jordan says lawmakers trying to answer one question.
Does this still work for consumers?
And maybe it does. Like, we haven't reached any type of conclusion. We just know the situation. We know what our constituents and what fans are telling us.
Well, the NFL claims most of its games are still being aired for free on broadcast TV, but fans are having a tough time finding those games when they are on streaming. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you drive a Jeep Wrangler or a Jeep Gladiator? Well, listen up. Over 1 million of those two models I just mentioned are being recalled for a spontaneous fire risk.
Stellantis is telling owners of 2021 through 2025 vehicles to park them outside and away from structures until they're fixed. The vehicles may have an electrical issue with the electric hydraulic power steering pump wiring. The automaker says they're not expecting a solution until the end of July. I'm Michael Kastner.
Word is that the State Department is testing a paid shortcut for U.S. visitor visa interviews starting July 1st.
The $750 fee is for some foreign tourists and business travelers who need a B1 or B2 visa. It will be on top of the current $185 visa application fee and offered only at certain U.S. embassies and consulates. The agency says the test is aimed at addressing long interview waits and last-minute travel before major U.S. events. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Meantime, we paid more for just about everything last month.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the Consumer Price Index rose 4.2% in May from the year before. That's the biggest increase in 3 years, and it was driven by surging prices for food and energy. Prices rose 0.5% from April to May, which was in line with many economists' predictions. The core CPI, which measures prices without food and energy, rose 2.9% annually and 0.2% for the month. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM Newstalk Time, 12:32.
Oh no, you need car repair? Oh, 911. Oh, you need a smog check? Oh, 911. Oh, you need an alignment? Oh, 911. That's what you need when your vehicle needs attention. That's 324-0911. For service you can trust, 324-0911 for Greg's Garage. Greg's is right off Interstate 80 between Wells and Virginia.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
What does America mean to you?
America for me is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. My dad's dad jumped ship in Philadelphia. A boy from Sweden became an American citizen. My dad's older brothers fought in World War II. I grew up overseas in the Middle East where it meant something to be an American. People wanted to be like us and they recognized the good things we have done in the world to free people from tyranny.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
It's Eric Erickson here on FM News Talk 99.1.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
Hot weather, but not record hot weather, but well above average, low to mid-90s for the weekend, record highs for the weekend, 99, 100 degrees. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Overnight lows moving to around 60. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99, 1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Another update on primary vote results. I'm John Putter for the noon news. For Congress on the red side, it's David Filippo winning over James Settlemyer, 46-35%. Teresa Benitez-Thompson wins on the blue side, 46% to Greg Kidd's 23%. Governor Lombardo had a decisive win. He'll face Democrat Aaron Ford in November, who could become Nevada's first black governor if he wins in November. Sandra Hirge won the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. She faces versus incumbent Republican Stavros Anthony in the general. For AG, Trump endorsed Republican Adriana Guzman-Frelick will face Democrat Nicole Cannizzaro, who won over Zach Conine. Some incumbents lost their party's nomination. Republican Washoe County Commissioner Mike Clark receiving 43% to challenger John Killoran's 57. Killoran will face Democrat Marie Rodriguez in the general. And Washoe County DA Chris Hicks is unseated by Sparks City Attorney Wes Duncan since there were no Democrat candidates. The state treasurer's race will see Republican Drew Johnson against Democrat Tia Mathis Coleman. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are tumbling in afternoon trading as the Middle East war and its inflationary pressures are weighing on markets. Rising gas prices pushing inflation higher in May, the consumer price index rising 4.2% annually, which was the largest increase since April of 2023. Excluding food and energy, core CPI rose 2.9% for the year. Tech and industrials are the worst performing sectors, while energy and consumer staples are gaining. Shares of Oracle are flat. The software and cloud services company slated to report quarterly results after the market closed today. And shares of Cracker Barrel are surging 25% in a down market and erasing much of the drop that began last summer during the family restaurant chain's logo change controversy. Cracker Barrel reported a surprise quarterly profit and lifted its outlook for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 12:37 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Very glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. It is time right now for today's moment with Mike Boz from Keystone CPAs. Joins us as he always does around this time. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
So let's talk a little bit about something that, I guess is near and dear to everyone's heart, the long lamented and dearly lost pension. They don't have many of those anymore, do they?
Not unless you work for government.
And don't we all wish that? But apparently there's one big company that's trying to bring back the pension, at least in a modified form or at least something similar to it. What's that all about?
Well, the concept of a pension is really an annuity. And so the annuity, you put in a fixed amount, it's going to pay you a certain amount per month for the rest of your life. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. What people are now are doing, considering, is buying annuities inside of their 401k or retirement account so that when they get to a certain age, it's just going to give them a certain amount per month. So because especially with the volatility in the stock markets, you know, people just fear, are they going to have enough? If they get that base amount locked in, you know, that's a good idea. You know, I think probably some more interesting parts of that is it better to have that in a Roth or a pre-tax account? Generally, you're going to be better off with a Roth if you're making any kind of money at all. But, you know, those are things that you want to think about. So that way, as you're thinking about retirement, you know, is getting a set amount for the rest of your life a good thing for you?
And one big difference between a pension and what you just described, you have to pay into it.
You got to pay it yourself. You got to buy it yourself.
Free lunch is over, at least for most workers. Something else I want to talk about. This is very interesting. I know you were following the elections, and I know you're very concerned about data centers and the lack thereof, thanks to a city moratorium right here in Reno. What say you on the thoughts about the mayoral election and the primary from last night? Any thoughts on that?
No, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that issue percolates up as far as, you know, where people are going to fall on it. I think the bigger issue is is the next mayor going to be business friendly or not? I'd say, you know, our current mayor, Mayor Sheevy, has been pretty much middle of the road. I mean, she's been on my radio show. Love to have her on my podcast and talk about, you know, the future, but really, you know, being, you know, not against, not overly for, but at least middle of the road is good for most business owners. What we're afraid of is, you know, if all of a sudden you have business haters in the mayor's mansion, that's not good for business, which means it's not going to be good for anybody.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned talking about business, and that relates to the gubernatorial race. Governor Lombardo having no opposition last night, of course, and Aaron Ford having token opposition from Alexis Hill, who's the Washoe County chairwoman. But that is aside now. We have the general election all set. Care to make a pick in that?
Joe Lombardo. I hope, I pray. No. You know, I'll tell you, Aaron Ford, as in his role as Attorney General, I think has done a decent job of not over-politicizing the role. But I'd say in his previous seats, not so much. So I think he's looking for a lot of headlines, and he's got the power to do that. So the sitting in that chair is a very powerful one. It'll be interesting seeing really now as this election heats up towards November, if he's going to make some stance even more politically based on what he's going to run for. I don't think it's going to be good for the state. I think Lombardo hopefully is going to win with ease, but you know, Mr. Ford makes a good argument for, well, for the Libs.
Don't you know, Mike? It's all about politics now. Right. Come on, man. We're not going to have anything substantive until like November 5th. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong, Greg.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Today's moment with Mike Bosma, here to make sense of retirement, pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. He can help you out. 775-786-4900. Today's moment with Mike. And Mike, we will talk again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Absolutely. 1241 here on KKFT.
Well, that's only about 5 months away. I'll do the math on that to get the exact count of the days, the hours, the minutes, the seconds until the next election cycle. Well, let's get completely away from politics. There are a lot of big events going on throughout northern Nevada this weekend. You can take part in a variety of different types of events. There's two state fairs going on at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center. It runs through Saturday, June 13th, and also in Carson City, the Nevada State Fair. Among 4 days of carnival rides, a children's entrepreneur market. Reno Aces and Salt Lake Bees play both Saturday and Sunday. Greg, this might be right up your alley. If you're a teetotaler, the Nevada Tea Festival is going on at the Casino Fandango in Carson City. It's a weekend event tailored for tea lovers. Tea tastings, professional classes, and a Jane Austen tea party. I know not who Jane Austen is.
Jerry.
Yes.
Who said anything about me being a teetotaler? Where did you get that from?
I'm just labeling that for you. I don't know if you are or not. Tea, okay. Coffee, whatever your preferred beverage is, I don't know. But you may want to take part in the Jane Austen Tea Party. That's going to be a slam. There's also the Great Basin Scottish Highland Games in Virginia City. Caber tossing, maybe that's more up your alley, Greg. You can take a big pole and see how far you can toss it. Stone throwing, bagpipe competitions, lots of things going on. And don't forget Carson Valley Days in Douglas County, the carnival setting up in Lampy Park as we speak. So lots of things to take your mind off politics if you were focused on that over the last couple of months. And just get out and have some fun. We got some great weather to add to the ambiance of all those great events going on this weekend in Northern Nevada. Whether or not the traffic is great, though, we have to take a look at that along with the great weather with Phil right now.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Traffic is a little improved in Fernley. They cleaned up one of the injury collisions. Unfortunately, they still have the injury collision at mile marker 46 on westbound Interstate 80 that is still active. Likewise, on eastbound Interstate 80 at Highway 395, where you exit for eastbound I-80, where you exit for northbound 395. That is slowing things down towards Wells. And just to let you know, Jerry, the polls close on election day in 146 days, 7 hours, 16 minutes, 4 seconds, mark. It is 76 degrees in Sparks, 77 in Minden, 67 Emerald Bay, 76 degrees in Wellington. Here's a look at your weather.
My stopwatch has stopped. 90 this afternoon, but we probably will tomorrow. And certainly there Friday and mid-90s for the weekend. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Breezy in the afternoon, but no advisories. Overnight lows dropping to around 60. Today at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Carson Valley Oil has expanded their delivery area, delivering bulk fuel, lubricants, and heating oil you can rely on. They're proud to be part of the CFN Cardlock Network, offering convenient fueling solutions for fleets and businesses. Carson Valley Oil sets the gold standard in petroleum supply, distribution, and customer support across northern Nevada. For delivery or CFN card lock sign up, call 887 888-787-7777. That's 887-7777.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:47 as we continue right along here on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. We do have 71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Well, if you have a dog, more products have been added to a list of recalled pet foods that could cause serious illness or even death.
The FDA has issued an updated notice for certain freeze-dried and frozen raw pet foods made by Go Raw LLC. That's on top of the firm's voluntary recall back in February that its products contain extremely low levels of thiamine or vitamin B1. Dogs and cats need thiamine to maintain neurological function and to digest carbohydrates. Without it, they could experience seizures, which could lead to death. Raw pet foods have also been linked to foodborne illnesses such as salmonella. You can find the complete list of the recalled foods on the FDA website. I'm Daria Albinger.
And as one vet told me during the whey crisis of 2008 for pet food, just give your dog human-grade chicken. It's better for him. Here's the latest right now. Today is to your health.
A coalition of attorneys general from 19 states and jurisdictions calling on Formula One Racing to end sponsorships involving tobacco and nicotine products. The coalition has sent a letter to racing leadership expressing concern that tobacco companies are reaching young audiences through high-profile motorsports sponsorships. Back in March, 160 international public health organizations and advocates called on Formula One to eliminate tobacco and nicotine sponsorships from the sport. More products being added to a recall of pet foods that could cause some serious illness or even death.
The FDA has issued an updated notice for certain freeze-dried and frozen raw pet foods made by Go Raw LLC. That's on top of the firm's voluntary recall back in February that its products contain extremely low levels of thiamine or vitamin B1. Dogs and cats need thiamine to maintain neurological function and to digest carbohydrates. Raw pet foods have also been linked to foodborne illnesses such as salmonella. I'm Daria Albinger.
Health update, I'm Scott Fringle.
Democratic candidate for California Governor Javier Becerra held his first public event since election night a week ago there.
He took lots of questions on the slow vote count in California, accusations by President Trump and others of fraud, and whether something like voter ID is needed.
Someone show me the fraud that's going on. Someone tell me why we have to make it more difficult for Californians to vote, because that's what this initiative that is being peddled by Donald Trump would do.
There's a voter ID measure on California's November ballot. As for the state's vote count, Becerra said he thinks the most important thing is that every vote is counted, and it's a good thing that so many people participated. Becerra is headed to a runoff for governor in November against Republican Steve Hilton, who is also in Los Angeles, but pushing for the voter ID measure to pass. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
One man that neither will face any longer is Tom Steyer. He's conceded.
Steyer is coming in third in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom when he's termed out at the end of the year. The billionaire spent a record-breaking $216 million in ad campaigns, which comes out to spending about $112 per vote that he received. After Republican Steve Hilton advanced to the runoff with Democrat Javier Becerra, Steyer released a statement thanking his supporters and endorsing Becerra, despite spending millions trashing Becerra on the campaign trail. I'm Jason Campadonia.
FM News Talk Time, 1251.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
12 years ago, Joel Botonio was drafted by the Cleveland Browns out of the University of Nevada in the second round of the 2014 NFL Draft. He played all 12 years with the Browns, retiring yesterday 7 times. Botonio was named All-Pro. Vegas Golden Knights will try to get the edge back on Carolina tomorrow night. They lost 5-3, couldn't come back from a deficit early, and it continued to be a deficit through the game. Reno beat Salt Lake last night 6-4. Another game for the series tonight. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. That's brotherswindows.com.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
What does America mean to you?
When our founders signed the Declaration of Independence nearly 250 years ago, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the creation of a new nation. They knew they might have been signing their own death warrants at the time, but instead, they began a seismic experiment that has turned into the freest and most prosperous country the world has ever known. What a blessing and what an inheritance. Hey, it's Guy Benson on 99.1 KKFT and 92.3 KSVL.
Ready for your first job, a career change, or looking to get back into the workforce? Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses.
Would you like to work in the firearms industry? G-Force Arms is seeking an assembly warehouse worker to join their team. Benefits include a 401k 6% match, dental insurance, employee discount, flexible schedule, health insurance, PTO, vision insurance, and more. Check out the post by G-Force Arms in Reno at HireMeNevada.com.
FM Top Weather.
Hot weather, but not record hot weather. But well above average, low to mid-90s for the weekend. Record highs for the weekend, 99, 100 degrees. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Overnight lows moving to around 60. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
72 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. Continuing right along from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Well, for what it's worth, we're celebrating a beverage that is truly American. It's not beer.
The drink came about in 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair when a merchant tossed some ice into hot tea on a scorching hot day, and a new drink was invented. Now 85% of all tea consumed in the U.S. is on the rocks. You can go southern with sweet tea. Long Island iced tea is fun. Don't be fooled. There's no tea in that. You can even take the Nest Tea Plunge. Zero calories, no fat, and a perk of caffeine. I'm Bree Tennis.
Yes, I prefer mine on the rocks. Bon Jovi is giving fans a chance to be part of his upcoming tour.
Jersey rock icon John Bon Jovi is asking fans to submit videos of themselves singing Living on a Prayer. You'll get a chance to be featured as part of the visuals for the group's Forever Tour. Pre-production is underway now. It kicks off July 7th in New York City. If you're interested, send your video online via bonjovi.com/living-on-a-prayer. The deadline is Friday. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
FM News Talk Time, 12:57. Now let's head back to Jerry.
Well, if you aren't happy with the results and you didn't vote, you can complain all you want to that person you see in the mirror every day. 19% statewide. Only 1 out of 5 registered voters took part in the process yesterday. And Carson City, the winner, the big winner, had the best percentage turnout in the North, 42% total vote. Douglas County, which I'm a little embarrassed by, used to have the highest voting per capita in the state, 33%, only a third, and Lyon County at 27%. Washoe, a disappointing 26% of the people voted in the election, the primary. We'll do it again. And how many exact days, hours, minutes, seconds, Phil? I'm just kidding. What is the biggest economic priority facing Nevada and the U.S. today? That's our news poll. You can vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Reducing government spending and the national debt, lowering inflation and the cost of living, making energy policy, oil exploration a priority, and easing regulations on small businesses. That's how they have voted on so far, in order, reducing government spending and the national debt. Wes Duncan is a winner, and he is scheduled to join us tomorrow during the new news at about 12:45 p.m. Have a great Wednesday. Enjoy the weather. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, 12 to 1, for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, my life is real great. Feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true. And I'm getting to do it with you. It feels so nice when the people sing along. Singing along with the banjo. Did I take it off?
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.